Thousands of people in the Matanuskas who sit in a burrow just outside the city limits of Wasilla and Palmer are not covered by city police and rely solely on overworked Alaska state troopers. As residents of the ever-growing burrow grapple for solutions to spiking crime, one idea is expanding city police service to those outer areas. But city officials in Palmer say that would be expensive, difficult, and unlikely to happen anytime soon. About 7,000 people live inside Palmer city limits. It would cost an estimated $3 million annually to provide police service to another 6,500 people in unincorporated areas nearby. That's according to a study compiled by the police department at the city's request. Palmer City Manager Nathan Wallace says the idea has come up at a recent town hall meeting in the area.
It's not going to be easy or quick, whatever happens.
The Palmer City Council took up the issue this week with a brief discussion on the study. Wallace says they found that an expansion would likely require the annexation of outlying areas or a contract with the borough to pay for more police officers. He says either idea might be unpopular and increase property taxes.
It's not something that we would just go out and say, okay, we're going to provide some police services. Thank you very much. It's something that has to start really at the citizens level that live outside the cities.
The talks in Palmer are just one part of a broader discussion on crime and policing in the surrounding Matsu Borough. A recent study by the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center shows staffing of Alaska State Troopers in the region is one trooper per 2,000 residents, less than a third of the national average. In a letter to the state legislature and governor this week, Borough Mayor Vern Halter describes the situation in one subdivision just outside Wasilla as a public safety emergency. Halter says the state needs to fund more trooper positions in the borough.